aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Call it the original podcast. Call it whatever you want. The bottom line is I've been doing this for 4 decades, knocking out all bumps for 4 decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, so I can fight at one point in time. And I'm an award-winning boxer. Right? So at one point in time, when there was a boxing meet in this country, I had a voice. Straight up, that doesn't exist anymore. That's a story for another day. Straight up, today we're talking about the Mafia, the Mexican Mafia. Of course, I think they're involvement in the Julio Cesar Chavez-Jake Paul event last week. We'll talk about that in depth. I'll bring in Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. But I'm telling you, the United States government held Chavez and then deported him. Bottom line is he was held for a while. They say he's hooked up with a couple of cartels. Listen, the kid's bad news. He's always been bad news. I'll go into that after a break, but the kid's always been bad news. Master Dana White. Dana White, of course, had UFC 317 last week, and bottom line was a mismatch in the main event. We'll talk about that. And of course, Dana's got something going tonight on UFC on ESPN, Lewis versus Glover Teixeira. Glover Teixeira is still around. Bottom line is, wasn't he fighting like Vitor Belfort back in like 20 years ago? Anyway, bottom line is, that's what they're, that's what the UFC's doing. But the bottom line is, UFC's been on ABC last week, July 26th. They're rocking and rolling. You got to give the UFC a lot of credit for what they're doing. I don't like the fact that UFC's doing what they're doing, but the bottom line is, they seem to be kicking the spit out of boxing promoters left and right. I'm talking about Al Heyman has rolled over. I mean, this way, Mauricio Sulaiman, president of the World Boxing Council, or WB Canelo, or the World of Bunko and Chicanery, whichever one you want to affix to them. But the bottom line is, he's now kissing Dana White's ass. I mean, this is a guy that Dana White called a piece of spit. No, I say spit on this show. I say spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, Dana called him the worst names in the entire world. And now this guy's like blowing Dana. So what can I tell you? Money makes some strange bedfellows, no doubt about that. The Mafia and Julio Cesar Chavez after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet, if you dare. And when I say if you dare, because if you call here and make a fool out of yourself, I'll just hang up with you. But 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The man running the controls today is the Super Dad. That's right, Super Dad's in the house. Talk about Daniel Ogden. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ay, 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 ay.
Best way to describe Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. last week, of course, appeared in the ring 30 pounds over his optimum weight. Talk about 190, but no, take that back, 200 pounds. If he was a 160 pounder at his best, he weighed like 200 pounds, cruiserweight limit. Bottom line is, at the end of the night, of course, he lost miserably to Jake Paul. And I was watching this fight and I was saying to myself, you know, he's fighting handcuffed. When I say handcuffed, I mean he doesn't want to throw any punches. I mean, there's openings and you can initiate things. He's not initiating things. He's not countering anything. He's just there. I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., of course, the son of Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., the great Mexican icon, no doubt about that, maybe the greatest Mexican in the history of boxing. But the bottom line is, he went, Jr., went 10 rounds last week with Boxing Prodigy. Oh my God, did I say that? I wanted to puke. I want to puke. But the bottom line is, the YouTube star, call him whatever you want, was on pay-per-view. Jake Paul is like 12-1 now, something like that. I can't believe he's 12-1. Anyway, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., now 54-7-1. He's been stopped a couple of times. That's 34 KOs. Of course, as I said, had his best at 160 pounds. When I met him in 2009, he didn't shave yet. Okay, and then, of course, there was the altercation. I take it back to, you know, the time I went to see him at the LA Forum. He was banging that girl in the locker room, in that shower. And, you know, the bottom line is, I went in the interview him before the fight, and he was having sex in the shower with a woman. But the bottom line is, I guess that's his business. But he's never taken boxing real seriously. And last week, I think the mafia got to him. And the reason why I say that is, he fought handcuffed. And when you fight handcuffed, listen, if you're fighting handcuffed because you're scared, I've seen guys fight scared. Guys are scared to death, and they're fighting handcuffed. They're just scared to death. They're holding their, they're frightened, okay? He wasn't frightened. There was no scare going. He wasn't scared. There was nothing he was scared of. Bottom line is, it looks like a very well-scripted fight, much like the Mike Tyson fight. Now, I'm going to go back and say this, okay? I think the Mike Tyson fight was a rigged event. I don't think Tyson went in there and gave it his all. I don't think he even tried to give it his all. I think it was a scam to get Jake Paul some recognition, some notoriety, and to make him look a little bit better, a lot better than he really is. Because the bottom line is, now the WBA, that's right, the world of Bunko and Anarchy, I'm talking about the World Boxing Association, of course, now they're saying they're going to rank Jake Paul as a cruiserweight. I think they ranked him number 14 or something like that. I know it's time for all the other candidates, I mean the other contenders, to sue. I mean, these people can't get away with this crap. You just can't. But the bottom line is, they do time and time and time again. Of course, the WBC, I thought they should have been called out, of course, over the David Benavidez, Julio Saul Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez thing, when Alvarez didn't want to fight him for 3 years being the number one contender, but they glossed over that. Of course, you know, the WBC is great for glossing over rules when it affects their guys. It's just their house guys. It's pretty terrible. And at the end of the day, you know, maybe some of what Dana says about Mauricio might be true. I mean, I'm not a big Mauricio Sulaiman fan. I'm just not. I call him silly man. I used to call his father silly man at some point in times. But his father wasn't as blatantly obvious as Mauricio is, as far as his motives and the fact that he wants the WBC to do better. He wants the WBC to do more than he does. He's in for the WBC more than he is for boxing. The WBC is a family-run event. It's like 15 or 20 of them Sulaimans down there and in-laws that run this business. I'm serious. And you know how much money they bring in? Think about that. If they're tagging 2% on a $4 million purse, think about that kind of money they're bringing in when they do these things. So the bottom line is they're not running on any poverty thing, although they do a lot of charity. The bottom line is they bring in a lot of money, and I think at the end of the day, I think that they should be looked at by the United States Justice Department, of course, the WBA and the IBF as well. Maybe, you know, the International Boxing Federation out of New Jersey, of course, Bob Lee started that when he said black fighters weren't getting a fair break from the WBC and the WBA because the WBC was located in Mexico and the WBA was located like in Venezuela down there, so in South America. So he had a point because black fighters weren't getting a break. So now he's got the International Black Federation. I say that the International Black Federation, International Boxing Federation. Listen, all these sanctioned bodies need to be removed. I mean, just you need to just take it away. We need to have, you know, just need to take them. We need to get rid of them. They pose no. I mean, we can buy belts. I can bring you the most prettiest belts in the entire world. Why do you got to have theirs? Huh? Because they want to charge, and they want to charge you 2% to have it? That's ridiculous. Anyway, bottom line is, I think that Julio Cesar Chavez went in the tank. I just think he did. I mean, the scores were like 98-92. What was he thinking? 97-93. And Steve Weisfeld, one of my favorite not judges, anyway, had a 98-91. Now, I guess that was about as close to reality because I turned it off after the seventh or eighth round. I forget which one it was. But I was sitting there going, ah! I was writhing in pain. It was like, it was excruciating. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it that, you know, that I allegedly paid for this. Actually, I watched it through a pair of binoculars, wink, wink, through somebody else's window. But at the end of the night, it wasn't even worth stealing. Not too many fights you can say that about. They weren't even worth stealing. Straight up, let's take it to the phone line. Let's go to the Bronx and bring in, of course, the Bronx Bomber, Boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you feeling?
Pretty good, pretty good. You sound like you on heroin today?
Today's what, Saturday? No, I'm off today.
Okay, just
it's my off cycle.
Just checking. You sound so reserved. Hey, you know, I watched Andrew Gallada fight Riddick Bowe not once but twice. Of course, in July of 1996 was his qualification in 9 rounds, and then in December of that year was his qualification in 7 rounds. And I thought that both of those times that. My impression was the Ukrainian mob had gotten to Andrew Gallada and got him to get out of there. Because not only did they get the over, they got him to, you know what I'm saying? They got the best. I mean, you know, I really think the Ukrainian mob was involved in that. And now the Mexican mafia and the cartels or something like that have been associated with Chavez. The government stopped him at the border or something like that, or evicted him or deported him this week. But the bottom line is he's a piece of work. And I thought that fight was a tank job. What do you think?
Well, just when you thought that Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. could not disgrace the Chavez name anymore, from doing stuff in the ring, outside the ring, he topped that. I'm on board with the fact that that fight was definitely rigged. He has a direct blood connection with the cartel. His wife is the granddaughter of a heavy hitter in the cartel. And according to a report, that he was being used as muscle at times. And one, they described that they had some opposing, you know, feuding cartel members of another family. They had them tied up and tortured, and they had Chavez beat on them like punching bags. So just picture like the Rocky scene with the slabs of meat, but instead, you know, this was Chavez allegedly punching the guts of these tied up Mexican gangsters. So this is very deep, you know, and the president of Mexico, Ms. Sheinbaum, said that she hopes he sees time. So this is not just going to go away. It's a very, very sad thing.
It just shows what a POS he is.
Right, no, but I mean, it's sad in the sense that this is a kid that was born on third base, man. You know, and he really, you know, he pissed it all away. Granted, at the time of his formative years, his father was battling his own demons, but still, you know, there comes a point of accountability, and the dude had some talent. You know, I think he was learning on the job, and at one point, you can say he was a credible fighter, but then just the lack of discipline caught up to him, and the disgrace of even, he knew something was up when he was a 4.5-1 underdog against Jake Paul. Like, really? And the way he fought, like you said, he had, it was almost ironic, you know, on Thursday, he had handcuffs this past week. And on Saturday, he had figurative handcuffs because he didn't try to win that fight only until like the last round. You know, he landed some shots.
But I think there were a couple of rounds there where the announcer said he didn't land a punch in that round.
No, he didn't. I believe it was round two. They said he didn't. He looked like someone that was just there to do a job. And just like the Mike Tyson fight, it's to build up Jake Paul. You know, it reminds me of, I don't know if you've seen the movie with Humphrey Bogart and The Harder They Fall.
Yeah.
You know, and basically it's just, you know, popping up a guy with these bogus fights. And then, you know, in the locker room, a cameo made by Jersey Joe Walcott, he hits this guy in the body and he lets him know, hey, stupid, this is all fixed. You know, you're not that good. And in a more refined way, this is exactly what's happening with Jake Paul, you know.
Well, one judge had Rudy Bergen at it in 97-93, Max DeLuca at it in 97-98, 92, and of course, my man Steve Weisfeld had it in 99-91. One time, I think Steve came close to being right. What do you do? I mean, there's no boxing media per se. There's nobody to hold them accountable. There's no boxing trade papers. The New York papers aren't getting involved. There's no Baltimore Sun. Is there an answer? Is there a recourse? Or is just boxing gone the way like the rest of gone the way of the world?
I mean, it's just a niche sport at this point, you know. I mean, there are still some good people in media, you included, that do a good job. Guys like Steve Kim.
I'm not a media guy anymore, bro. I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just sitting here on the sidelines watching. And as far as, you know, I do miss the days of magazines and newspapers and things like that because they kept people informed to an extent. Of course, the boxing trade papers, Flash and Boxing Update every 10 days, they were even better. But the bottom line is that was they filled a void that was definitely needed. And of course, after the newspapers started to wane, this and that, HBO was still around. And HBO had enough influence, enough force where if something crazy would happen, they could say something on TV and they could right the wrong. I mean, they had that much, HBO had that much power. There's nobody there anymore. In fact, I think when Bill Haney had a big press ado a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago in Vegas, he invited 18 YouTubers.
Yeah. No, the media landscape has changed. And those YouTubers are nothing more than fans with a phone, you know, and that have created an account. About 99% of them, you know, they create these factions and they're just, you know, like the modern version of a fan club. You know, before, you know, you would see in the boxing magazines, oh, you know, be a part of the Muhammad Ali fan club and get a sticker. Now the fan club is you open up a YouTube channel and you create a narrative and you get enough views and then you get, you know, your friend tells his friend and that's, you know, that's what's being passed on in media.
Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
And I'm half asleep. Making conversation with you should be easy.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide for Saturday, July 5th, 2025. Of course, this is the Saturday edition. Sunday, we come back at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, the Sunday morning Pacific time, of course, for a two-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We bring in the infamous Sir Thomas Dillenworth, a.k.a. Tommy D. Of course, we'll bring in him. We'll also spend some time tomorrow morning with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Now, let's go back to the phone lines in the Bronx, of course, and bring in the Bronx Bull, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And, Sock, I was a little disappointed in the P. Diddy results of his trial, but they got him on a couple of charges. But they, you know, the king of baby oil, I got to think he and Deontay Wilder are holding hands again after watching Deontay Wilder fight last week against Herndon, because he was wearing a lot of baby oil too.
I did not expect to talk about P. Diddy. Yeah, look, you're guilty of what you can prove, right? And when the male prostitute took the stand, it really kind of buried the prosecution of Diddy, because it basically made Cassie, who was like the lead star on the prosecuting side, the ex-girlfriend that took that beating on video, as an accomplice. So it made it look like, hey, yes, Diddy was having these very explicit, crazy parties, but it seems like it was very consensual.
But here's the one charge
Cassie came out as big a creep as he was, because
without a doubt. But where I thought the jury missed the boat was on the blackmail, was when they said, look, you either send me $20,000, or I'm going to let these sex tapes go of your daughter and this and that. And they sent him the $20,000. So that was the blackmail. It was whether he sent it back a few days later or not, it doesn't matter. The fact was, he made the threat. They paid it off. That should have been an ace conviction.
Yeah, and look, you're right. And the judge apparently is, you know, he was, or the judge, I don't know if it was female or what, but they were disappointed because they he's still in jail until the sentencing.
Well, he's in jail until the sentencing. You know, so there's a potential of 10 years on each charge. I'm looking at, personally, I think the judge is going to throw the book at him. I think he's going to go with 5 years on each charge and try to make them consecutively where he's got to serve two five-year terms. I mean, listen, you got to, that guy needs to be taken off the street, man. I mean, forever. I mean, he needs, I mean, I don't know if you went into, let's not get into too deep on what he did, but he did a lot of horrible, horrible things. We'll just leave it at that. Back to Riddick Bowe being on the baby oil. Riddick Bowe. Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. You know, I mean, he lost to Zil Zhang. He lost to Parker. Why doesn't he just hang it up, man? I mean, it's over.
I think it's just ego, you know, and I believe that he's done good with his money. I mean, he lives down south and L.A. I mean, you know, his money seems fine.
He's got more money than the sucker could ever spend.
Yeah, that spotlight is the biggest thing that they miss, man. Hearing Michael Buffer, you know, call your name and being the heavyweight champion of the world, that's a powerful drug. You know, and he's hooked. And I guess until he gets flatlined again, that's when he's going to give up. You know, he came into the game old. He overachieved. You know, he should be able to, you know, ride on to the sunset.
Well,
I mean,
listen, as far as overachievers concerned, you know, I mean, he is the classic overachiever, no doubt about that. On this day in 1908, Jack Johnson stops Jim Jeffries in the fight of the century, of course, capturing the heavyweight championship, the first black guy to ever capture the heavyweight championship. And, of course, Jack Johnson was a bit of a I don't know how to describe him, because anybody that would, like, hang their member outside of their jock strap in order to show the press their member while they're sparring, that's a little bit extreme. That's like P. Diddy stuff.
Jack Johnson was, he really didn't care, to use, for lack of a better word. I mean, the story about him catching a speeding ticket, which I had seen in the Jack Burns documentary, and he said, okay, make sure you write it twice, because I'm coming down the same way at the same speed. Like, he was crazy. That's some gangster stuff, man. With the white chick in the passenger side.
Speaking of the Mann Act, that's what Diddy was convicted of twice, and that's what they came up with that law because of him. They didn't want a black guy transporting chicks between. They want a black guy of his stature with beautiful white women. That's what it boiled down to.
Yeah, I mean, the man from Galveston, Texas. You know, he was ahead of his time. Can you imagine him? You know, with access to social media, oh my God!
Well, Mike Tyson's to something like, you think I'm a bold end? I'm not a bold end compared to Jack Johnson. All right, let's talk about the 19th, Sebastian Fedora and Tim Zhu. Can Tim Zhu? Is there redemption for him here?
You know, he didn't look too good against that Russian fighter. You know, and he got lit up, man. I don't know if we've seen the best of Tim Zhu. Sebastian Fedora was really lucky that first time, and an inept corner cost Tim Zhu the title and millions. We're going to find out. You know, I don't think Sebastian Fedora is that good, and I do think that Tim Zhu will rise to the occasion. I think he'll be competitive. Do I think he wins? I'm not sure, man. I think he took a good beating at the hands of that Russian fighter, so I think he's a shell of himself. But I think he will be competitive against Fedora.
The reason why you don't want to mention the Russian fighter's name is that you can't say it.
Absolutely, that's why.
Okay, you keep calling him the Russian fighter, so I'm going to attempt to do this. Bakaram is his first name. Murazaliev. That's pretty
there
close.
There you go.
He's 22. He was 22 in Zip coming in. But he wasn't a bum coming in. I mean, we knew he could fight a little bit, of course. No. And he took him out, Tim Zhu. Of course, Tim Zhu had the fight with Joseph Spencer. Joey Spencer's a killer, isn't he?
He might have squashed a cockroach in his apartment at some point. That's about it. But Joey Spencer is one step above Jake Paul. That's all I'm going to say about that. He's really not that good at all. But
you know, even the athletic commissions aren't getting involved. Let's talk about the media not doing anything. But the athletic commissions, the branch of authority in boxing, they're not getting involved here. They're going along for the money ride too.
Yeah, they're like accomplices.
Yeah,
you know, they're basically accomplices, and the fact that, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the WBA ranking him. I mean, it's really a disgrace, you know.
The guys that were ranked in the top 12 of the WBC at 147, they should be suing the WBC and Manny Pacquiao personally, going after both those people because he jumped in at the age of 46, lost his last fight, jumped at the age of 46, and he's going to take a title shot that one of those 12 guys should have got.
Yeah, no one's a bigger Manny Pacquiao fan than me, but I gotta shrug my shoulders, man. You're right. I mean, it's not even like Manny's had a couple of comebacks, you know, like this. He just, hey, I'm here. So, and you know, he just skipped over the line. It's very, shady, to say the least.
He's a great guy to be around. I mean, I met him in 2001 when he only had one jogging suit that said Pacquiao. He had to dry it on a coat hanger in his bathroom in the hotel in the shower stall. I mean, he was really poor, but he was really humble then. He's done some great things. I've no doubt about that. But it's time for him to walk away from the squared circle of boxing. He's 46 years old. Nothing positive can come of this.
I'm afraid that if he wins, he's going to keep fighting because, let's face it, he's not fighting, you know, the second coming of Salvador Sanchez and Mario Barrios.
This is true. You know? All right. Good point. I got to run. I got to say this, though. Shakur Stevenson is a little upset. Tommy D didn't want to interview Shakur, and Shakur has some negative comments to say about Tommy D, but we've got that on tape, so we're going to run that next week, next Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. Shakur Stevenson in the flesh here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Have a good week. Hug the wife. Kiss the kids, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
This is Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
Here we are, together. Wish I could say that it is.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's check out some history with the house historian Frank. 1961, July 1946, Sylvester Stallone born. Of course, he and I had a little go back and forth there at the Contender finale there in Las Vegas. We did a video interview together. I wasn't impressed with him whatsoever. And you know what? He's not a nice guy. Larry Holmes defended the WBC heavyweight title July 7, 1980. Again, that was before the Ali fight. Of course, Ali fight took place October 2nd, 1980. Of course, the end of Muhammad Ali. What a destruction that was in 10 rounds. But the bottom line is this took place in Bloomington, Minnesota. Holmes won by TKO in the 7th round, of course. Scott LeDoux was a good guy. I mean, he was a good guy to be around, but he wasn't a great fighter. July 6, 1984, Hector Macho Camacho, finding out that his championship belt no longer fits, resigned yesterday as a WBC 130-pound champion. Here's what happened. He had a contract with Don King, and he realized if he wasn't WBC champion anymore, the contract didn't matter. So he gave the WBC the chuck, and guess what? You know, he was a free agent. That was a smooth move. Don King corrected all his contracts after that, but I forget who Hector's attorney was, but he was pretty slick in pointing out. Anyway, Hector Camacho, may he rest in peace. Been dead, I think, since now, what, 2012? Been that long since he got killed? Of course, the guys that killed him were indicted, then they were arrested, then they were released, and bottom line is there'll never be any justice for that one, no doubt about that. But Sylvester Stallone, not my favorite guy, of course, still doing his thing. Shakur Stevenson, he will be on a week from tomorrow, of course, on Ring Talk Live, where I spend some time with him. Of course, Shakur Stevenson is my favorite guy, but we'll spend some time with him. We'll see what he has to say regarding William Cepeda. He's talking about standing toe-to-toe with Cepeda. Well, Cepeda might be a guy that he can stand toe-to-toe with. Let me tell you, Eddie Croft told me a couple of years ago that Shakur Stevenson was the best of the lot, that he watched Tank Davis, he watched Ryan Garcia, he watched all these guys, okay? All these guys either trained at Andre Ward's gym in Hayward, California, came over to his gym in San Mateo, one or the other. Anyway, bottom line is all these guys came to California at one point in time to work, and he got to see him. And he told me that Shakur was head and shoulders above all the rest. So I asked him, you know, why do you think that? He says hand speed and the fact that he can box better than any of those guys, and he's a southpaw. But the thing on him has been damaged hands, of course, for the Pauli Malignaggi syndrome, where you can't hit guys hard because your hands hurt. Well, he's had some hand surgery, and of course, he beat that last guy that got off the bench, and what was he, a construction worker, Josh Pauli or something like that, got off the bench at the last minute, of course, and he came in, made $500,000 bucks, more power to him, but the bottom line is, not that great. I'm not enamored with it. Anyway, I'm not enamored with anything that the Turk, I called Turk Alashik is what his name is, but the bottom line is I call him Turkey. But the bottom line is he is, to an extent, a jerk and a Turk. But the bottom line, at the end of the day, he's controlling a lot of the world of boxing with money, of course. And Bam Rodriguez, a big star, 115 pounds, a guy that can maybe move up to 118, maybe 122 at the max. But the bottom line is he's a heavy betting favorite to take place. He's taking a guy by the name of, you know, I mean, not a great fighter. He doesn't fight great fighters, but he's fighting fighters that he can at 115 pounds that he can beat, and they're all beatable at 115 for him. I think the challenge would be at 118 or 122. Of course, 122, we'll see what happens when he gets there. Of course, the king at 122 is in Illinois. Of course, the WBC, IBF, all that kind. He's got all the sanctioned bodies. Talking about the Japanese superstar, of course. And number two on the Japanese all-time list right now, pound-for-pound guys, is Hunto Nakatani. He was like 33 and zip, something like that. Scored a knockout a few weeks ago. He is a real deal, no doubt about that. But him and Nonoa Noi would be the fight of the century in Japan. I'd love to go over and see that. Speaking of fights, Danny Dubois and Oleg Usyk go for the WBC, IBF, all those heavyweight titles. Anyway, of course, Usyk is a minus 460 favorite. Dubois is a plus 320 underdog. Of course, that's the highest odds there. Of course, on the same card, Lawrence Okoli is a minus 230 favorite against Kevin Loreno, who's a plus 168. Of course, on the 19th as well, of course, the same day, Isaac Cruz and Angel Ferreiro. I like Isaac Cruz here to lose. The reason why I say that is that when I was down there for their first fight on the Benavidez Morel undercard, I think that was in February or March of this year in Las Vegas, I thought that he lost. I thought that Cruz lost, hands down. I thought he lost, hands down. I mean, I was really shocked when they raised Isaac Pitbull Cruz's hand after 10 rounds. Just was absolutely shocked and or stunned. Anyway, Angel Ferrero going to get a rematch, of course, is going to go down on July the 19th. Manny Pacquiao, the aforementioned, of course, 46-year-old Filipino superstar, senator. You know, he was a senator, a congressman, but how come he only got 10% of the vote as president? I mean, come on, against the one, you know, against Marcos's kid, that seemed to be a little weird. Anyway, bottom line is Manny Pacquiao is a +270 underdog against Mario Barrios, who's not the biggest superstar in the entire world, but he's a -380 favorite. Of course, I thought that Manny Pacquiao was going to be favored in this fight. The reason why I say that is because the money, it isn't really. What they do is they go where the money's going to go. And I think that eventually this money, this line with Manny Pacquiao is going to get down to about 200 or 180, somewhere around there, plus 180, plus 200. I kid you not, it's going to go down a bit because people bet Pacquiao. This is the way to straight up. I think it's a losing effort, no doubt about that. And, of course, we've got Tim Zhu and Sebastian Fedora going down, and that's going to go down the same day, the 19th. They listed as the 20th, but the bottom line is, Sebastian Fedora, a +114 favorite, and Tim Zhu, a -146 underdog. Of course, I would say that Tim Zhu is probably, you know, I take that back. Take that back. Tim Zhu's a -146 favorite, and Sebastian Fedora is a +114 underdog. I don't know. Sebastian Fedora is a bit of a freak. I told you I stood next to him and his sister in Mexico City a couple of years ago, and he was like 6'5", 168 pounds, they said at that point in time. He was going to come down to 154, and that's what he fights at, the WBC 154-pound champion. But I'm not impressed with his overall skills, his ability, the fact he's 6'5", and make 154. That's really the big novelty in Sebastian Fedora. Anyway, Jesse Rodriguez, I mentioned him a little bit earlier, a -18 favorite against Plumela Cafu. That's going to go down, of course, on the 19th for the WBC 115-pound belt. At one point in time, one guy's got him at -2,500, so it's 25-1 on DraftKings, but FanDuel's got it at 18-1. Of course, those are some good fights coming up, but the big fight, the 12th of September, of course, we'll talk about Canelo Alvarez and my not-so-favorite guy. Although I want him to win desperately, I'm talking about Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford, a +158 underdog. And Saul Alvarez is a -205 favorite. Of course, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But I think that this is one of those instances where size might not matter. And why do I say that? Because, you know, Canelo's not that good of a boxer. I mean, that was clearly illustrated in that pathetic effort he had against William Skull about a month ago. I mean, that was absolutely, I mean, that was horrendous. I didn't watch all 12 rounds. It was that bad, I turned it off. I mean, when fights are that bad, when they're that bad, don't sit there and torture yourself. Turn them off. Go watch something else. You know, go in the other room. Do something pleasant. Because watching that fight was anything but pleasant. It just was. It was a piece of work. August 17th, 1 minute. Take that back. Let's go back to the 12th. Alvarez and Crawford. I think Crawford's going to win this fight. And the reason why I say that is I think he's a better fighter. He's a better boxer. He's more complete. He's more hood. He fights black, and I like the black style over the Mexican style here. That's just the way it's going to boil down to some plodding Mexican versus some guy that's going to be sticking and moving and cracking him on occasion with right hands and left hooks to the body. I think that, you know, it'll take some guts for Crawford to step in and throw to the body. That's where we'll see if he's fearless or not. Because if he's willing to commit, I think he can win this fight going away. I don't think it would be even close. I think Crawford will win just about every round if he goes out there and puts his, and he tries to impose his will. That's the way it is. Of course, September 14th, the aforementioned monster, the known always taking on a guy by the name of Muradan Akademiyov. Bottom line is Akademiyov is a -1100 favorite. Good luck on that one. Chris Eubank and Conor Benn going to do a rematch. Chris Eubank is a -205 favorite. Conor Benn is a +158 favorite. You know, had they made their first fight 10 rounds instead of 15 rounds, Conor Benn would have won. But, you know, they just did. Some people in there, let him go 12 rounds. Let him go 12. No. You know, there was a big size differential there. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But Conor Benn was a lot smaller than Chris Eubank. Chris Eubank is a guy that fought at 168. Conor Benn was a guy that fought at 147. Big size difference there. Now, listen, that's classic, 168 versus 147. Although Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford, the same thing, 168, 147, I see it totally different. I just do. I think he's going to light him up like a high school, high house Christmas tree. Now, the 19th, let's talk about the fact that Oleg Usyk is going to defend the World Heavyweight Championship against a guy I think that might have beat him. Nah, put it this way. The guy's got the goods. Daniel Dubois got the goods to beat anybody in the heavyweight division. He can punch. He can crack. He takes a good shot. And I think he's gotten better over the years. And the bottom line is I look for him to win that fight on the 19th. Of course, August 17th, get this, Gervonta Davis comes back for the rematch against Lamont Roach. Lamont Roach beat him last time. Of course, boxing's politics. They pulled all kinds of crap in that fight. They did. I mean, they did referees and judges and all kinds of stuff. And he took a knee. Gervonta Davis took a knee, and the referee didn't take any points. And he went and stuck his head outside the ropes. Didn't take any points. This and that. I mean, there was all kinds of stuff going on there, and it delayed the fight. We didn't know what was going on, whether Davis was having some type of psychological breakdown, what was going on there. But the bottom line is, I thought Gervonta Davis clearly lost the first fight. Clearly lost the first fight. Now, does that mean he's going to win? Does that mean he's going to lose the second one? I don't know. I don't know if Lamont Roach can come up with a performance like he did the first time. I just don't think he can. Sometimes you can't duplicate that. And when you get burned the first time, when you get burned, it's sort of like you've been burned emotionally and you don't want to touch things ever again. How can it be? Like your hands have been burned and you're scared to touch things again. That's the sort of, that might be the what's going on here. But at the end of the day, I mean, Roach, I thought, won clearly going away by a couple of points. Gervonta Davis, not obviously. Listen, he slipped a lot. He's talked about quitting boxing a couple of times and retiring a couple of years ago. He had enough money and this and that, and he's had his issues in the hood. You know, he's a hood guy. There's no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, I think he slipped a lot. Has he slipped enough for Lamont Roach to beat him in the rematch on August 17th? I just don't know. But the odds right now say that Gervonta Davis, a minus 650 favorite, and, of course, Lamont Roach, a plus 430 underdog. Some of the other fights coming up this year, not a whole lot. Brian Norman and Devin Haney, of course. Devin Haney, not my favorite guy. In fact, if you run into Devin Haney, please do it with a truck. Okay, I mean that. Brian Norman is a plus 104 favorite. Take that back, plus 104 underdog. Devin Haney is a minus 130 favorite. Oh my God, he's a favorite. Abdullah Mace taking on Sam Noakes on the same card. Abdullah is a 5-1 favorite on that card. Callum Smith, who won a couple of weeks ago, is a plus 340 underdog against David Benavidez. Oh boy, poor Callum Smith. Poor Callum Smith. David Benavidez is going to kill him. Luis Crocker and Paddy Donovan on the same card. Arthur Bidavez is going to take on Dimitri Bivol, of course. One more time they're going to do it. Bivol is currently a minus 166 favorite, and Bidavez is a plus 130 underdog. So the bottom line is, of course, the heavyweight titles, of course. And then Anthony Joshua. Maybe they're going to do a setup fight before these two guys hook it up. Let's talk about Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. Of course, that's the fight that the entire UK wants to see. Battle of has-beens, call it what you want. But the bottom line is the United Kingdom wants to see it. They'll sell out they'll break every record you can imagine, I think, with this fight. They just really will. Anthony Joshua, a big-time seller, ticket seller. Tyson Fury, equally as big. But the bottom line is there's no date on these guys. They're talking about December 31st. But the bottom line is it's not etched in stone. But Anthony Joshua, currently a plus 200 favorite. And take that back, plus 200 underdog. And Tyson Fury, a minus 270 favorite. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Did I mention the fact that Daniel Ogden's in the other room and nothing's went wrong today? Because he's genius. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I've got what I need me left before I go. Don't want to spend.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Race riots broke out after the Jack Johnson-Jeffries fight. Of course, more than 20 people were killed. That was pretty heavy. Bottom line is, the United States wasn't ready for a black heavyweight champ. Of course, now we've got a government that's trying to erase black people, brown people, and people in general. I mean, why do I say that? I went to the flea market the other day, and there's nobody there. There's nobody at the flea market. He's like, maybe 1,000 people at the flea market. It's like 1,000 people not there anymore. Maybe there's 100 there. And I'm asking why, because ICE did a couple of raids at the flea market. In other words, if you go out there and the guys that are like, you know, fixing your car, this and that, maybe you got some discount. Anyway, bottom line is, all those guys have been run off. Shame on them. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It wasn't Glover Teixeira I was talking about, of course, fighting tonight as far as ESPN, on ESPN for Dana White, ESPN, ESPN Plus. It's Taliesin Teixeira. He's 8-0 with 7 knockouts. The guy can really crack. And, of course, he's taking on Derek Lewis, who's been long in the tooth as far as heavyweight's concerned. Good guy. Nice guy to be around. He's a tough guy. He's been beat up a lot. Of course, in the co-feature, Stephen Thompson is going to take on Gabriel Bonfim. And then Calvin Fatter is going to take on Steve Garcia. Last week, well, UFC Rock and Roll, I think it was UFC, like, one of his main UFC pay-per-view cards. But Ilia Topuria KO'd Charles Oliveira, the veteran, in 2 minutes and 27 seconds of the very first round. No surprise there. In fact, you know, I think you want to make some money. I think you maybe make some money now betting on MMA. I really do. I think, you know, some of this stuff is pretty obvious. And there's, and once in a while, you have a fluke upset. But for the most part, they run pretty close to the odds. So if you want to make money, you want to look into the world of mixed martial arts. Just in my opinion. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Best fighter pound for pound in the world right now. We've talked about it time and again. There really isn't. Maybe it's Noah Inoue, of course, the fighter from Japan. He may be approaching his peak, or he's just surpassed his peak. But the bottom line is, he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Terrence Crawford is number two. Where do I put Canelo Alvarez? I don't even put him in like in the top 10. Not after the, you know, there was a, he pulled off the, according to Paulie Malignaggi, he pulled off the biggest duck in the history of boxing when he wouldn't fight David Benavidez for 3.5 years. And guess what? The Mexican fans, I didn't go into this, but I will tomorrow in depth. The Mexican fans didn't get on him for running away from Benavidez, Canelo Alvarez, and they didn't get on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. last week for not throwing any punches. It was an entire Mexican crowd, and they sat there on their hands, and they did nothing. It's like they were part of the fix as well. At the end of the day, I think Chavez, of course, being held by the United States government, I mean, has to hand it over to the Mexicans. And what Socrates Palmer said earlier in the show about him, like, beating on people as being a weapon for coke dealers. Like, coke dealers would get guys that owed debts and this and that, and they would tie him up, and then Chavez would hit him in the body. I mean, that's some pretty sick stuff. That's P. Diddy type of stuff. Anyway, at the end of the day, nothing good can happen to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in my mind. In fact, I wish everything bad would happen to him. If that was a guy that deserved to, like, be erased from the planet. It's probably him. Why do I say that? Look at him. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, a production of Sports Byline. And we come back with a Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And guess what? Most of the commuters work this hour. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm stuttering and stammering. Daniel Ogden, take it away.